They say that one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I already don't like the start of today's second date update.
And that's why Tim is on the phone for a second date update today. He found a discarded date. And then he swooped in and got a date with her.
Discarded.
Tim, now I don't want to call your date trash. It was just an analogy, okay?
Yeah, but I get that.
Tell us about the garbage pickup. How'd it go?
Let me back up. I went out that night to go see a play, and I just went by myself. So I go to the theater, and I'm there, and down the row, a couple seats down, there's this girl, and she was pretty cute. So I smile at her, and she sort of smiles back.
Did you throw her a wink, too?
No, I did the polite, you know, like smile, head nod, just like, hello, hi.
Bite the lower lip, like,
Oh, my God, Jubal.
You're so creepy.
Yes.
Any of the proper moves or just simply a smile?
Maybe I should have done that.
Good. You start talking about how this woman sounds like a sweater from Goodwill, and now you're... All right. So you smiled at her.
I did, and the seat next to her is vacant. So I get a little courage, and I kind of, like, walk down a little bit to the aisle, and I just said, hey, is anybody sitting in the seat? And she said, yeah, someone else is going to come take the seat.
Okay, and then that's when you yelled at her.
Ouch.
Why are you yelling at her now?
He was upset.
No.
Oh, you didn't yell at her.
No, I just said, oh, okay. I didn't ask who, you know, the seat was for.
Right, because it's none of your business, because she's a complete stranger in a theater.
Yeah, but she also didn't say, you know, who it was for either. Like, if it was her husband, I imagine she would say, like, no, it's for my husband or my boyfriend. You know?
Right. She probably would have let you know, stop hitting on me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the nicest way possible.
I feel like seat taken is already stop hitting on me. Why are you guys saying, no, actually, I'm married. I'm in a very long relationship, and this seat has been taken by him.
Maybe there's this possibility that the seat is, you know, just for one of her, a girlfriend, you know, a friend of hers that she went to see the play with.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so you went back to your regular seat then?
I did. I said, oh, okay, well, enjoy the show. And then I went back and the show started a few, you know, minutes later, and it was good.
Okay.
But then through the show, I sort of kept an eye just looking over by her to see if anybody had showed up.
You almost sound like you're starting to get a little creepy. The guy at the end of the row that keeps looking over at her during the play.
I did it. That's the thing. I didn't want to, so I kind of did like the peripheral vision to see if there's any action happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so intermission comes. And no one had showed up.
Ooh, the mysterious vacant seat. She's either lying to you or the person didn't show up.
So, you know, I went out, I got something to drink, do the intermission stuff. And when I came back in, I came in, so I walked past her to get into the aisle.
Okay.
And as I walked past her, I just said, hey, seat's still taken? And she said,
you're relentless.
No, they didn't show. And I said, oh, well, do you mind if I sit there? And she said, sure. So I sat down.
Yeah, good persistence.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I would have felt weird going back up to her and being like, hey, what's up? You said somebody's coming for that seat, but it's been open this whole time, and I've had my eye on that seat, so.
What's the deal?
Yeah. Are you a liar? You just lie to everybody? What's going on with you?
I didn't want to seem that way. I didn't want to seem like a creepy guy. It was more like, you know, like I felt bad. Like she got stood up on her date.
It's kind of awkward, though. I mean, you're putting her in a position like, what is she going to do? Stick to the lie at that point? No, someone's still coming for the last half of the play.
But the good thing is the play finishes and we start talking. And then I just said, do you want to go grab something to eat? And she said, yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Awesome.
So, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So we left and we walked to a place and we sit down and, you know, we talk for a little while. We get a drink. We get some food. Conversation's great. You know, it's not creepy at all. And I noticed though, that she's starting to get a little like tired. And so I was like, oh, you know what? Why don't we just call it a night? And she said, yeah, that'd be great. So I walked to her car, said goodnight, gave her a hug and said, can I call you? And she said, sure.
Awesome.
And so I texted her a couple times and I never heard back. And I was, you know, I thought things had gone well. And, you know, then I emailed you guys.
Did you ever find out who the seat was for?
You know, we didn't talk about it at dinner because I thought if I brought it up and she did get stood up, it would be uncomfortable or make her feel bad. So I just stayed away from it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's pretty smart, yeah.
So how long has it been since you guys went to dinner?
It's been like a week and a half.
A week and a half. Okay. So she's definitely blowing you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I just started thinking about why, you know, who was that seat for? Maybe it was for a boyfriend or someone that she was dating and he finally showed up or, And now she's like, no, I don't want anything to do with you. Maybe I was too forward, you know? Maybe I was the creepy guy in the theater trying to steal the scene. So that's why I emailed you guys.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, great, thanks.
All right, man, just hold on.